This episode of Stars and Characters is sponsored in part by Audible.com. Audible.com offers over 100 Star Wars audio titles, including the National Public Radio dramatization of The Empire Strikes Back, the full cast performance extending the original story of The Empire Strikes Back into a four-hour series. You can download this entire series for free or any one of the other 100,000-plus audiobook titles Audible.com carries by visiting audibletrial.com/SWIC. Again, that's audibletrial.com/SWIC for your free audiobook.
I don't understand why people need to make Star Tours part of canon.
You need to shut up.
This is Star Wars in Character, the podcast that takes a closer look at some of the elements that make up the Star Wars universe. Backstories, histories, and details you never knew, wanted to know, or ever need to know. Now here are this week's panelists of Star Wars in Character.
Today we are talking about Reese. You like Reese, Dave?
What is that supposed to mean?
Just a question.
Yeah, I like Reese. Do you like Reese?
I love Reese. Yeah? I love Three Eyes, yes.
I love Reese pieces. They taste like peanut butter and are awesome.
Well, Reese appears in Return of the Jedi. All right, these names, some are good, some just suck. Ready? My name is Kenyan Chris.
Kenyan?
Dave probably knows that one, right?
That is his home planet.
Bingo. This one, Matt, I apologize. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Today I am joined by cameraman Matt.
I love it, though. That is one of my top five now.
Because you know why he's called cameraman Matt when Dave does his information.
Sure,
he's a cameraman.
Is it a Star Tours reference?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about.
To my right is, sorry, Dave. Frog Dog Dave. Frog Dog.
That's not bad.
Is that okay?
Hey, Hans Bubo.
And this is one I probably used before, but this is one of Ryu's like closest friends. This is kind of boring, Tim, so I apologize. And Tessic Tim.
I think you have used Tessic Tim recently.
Recently?
Yeah.
I could have.
I thought you were going to say Tim Sick. I'm sick of Tim, too.
I thought you were going to say Timperial Soldier.
I was going to. That was my second choice.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, please talk about Reese to us.
I would be happy to. Reese is the three-eyed denizen of Jabba's palace. And not too long ago, just out of nowhere, we kind of just said, like, what did our listeners on Facebook want to hear? And surprisingly, Reese got tons of votes. There were votes all over the place, but one of the common ones that got, you know, more votes than I would have expected was Reese. Why do you guys think this is?
It's a great character. From Jedi, Jabba Selbar. Just it's one of the ones that like the top 10.
And he's one of the action figures that was like dead on. I mean,
badass.
Really, yeah, it was so close to what you saw on screen, and that made those figures to me at least made a big impression because I could, you know, really visualize replaying the movie with my action figure. So that for me is one explanation of why I like this character.
Yeah, I guess anybody that was in that original Kenner line for people our age is always going to be a favorite. And there's a lot of people like that, like us, out there on Facebook, and he got tons of votes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the species is called the Gran, G-R-A-N, and he was a criminal who had been convicted of a murder, and the reason that he was at Jabba's palace at all is, like many of the people there, he was hiding out. It just seemed like a place for anybody who needed a place to hide to go. And that's why he was there. He was an alcoholic.
Wow.
And he kind of was just in there with all the other bums. Now, one thing that they said may have contributed to his alcoholism is that he had a genetic mutation. And when I first read that, I thought, like, oh, is it? It's like maybe grands don't all have three eyes. They all have three eyes. He had a deformed hand.
I saw this and I was like really intrigued by this.
Did you guys, I mean, I remember the action figure and I seen pictures of him from the film. He's got big hands.
Big fat hands.
Are they like swollen?
Yeah, a little bit. Like they're just like cartoon hand. You don't want a hand.
Well, there's another.
They're like Kirk's hands from the first Star Trek movie.
They kind of look like he's wearing boxing gloves.
He's got like little suction cup fingers, but I'm here looking at other grands like, and they all have like, well, they all have weird fucked up hands. They're all different. Mohonic. I wonder if he has weird hands.
Right. I knew that you were going to bring him up because like of when they did the prequels, it was like they were trying to get stuff that people were familiar with and stick it back in here. And you've always brought that guy up. He's one of the pod racers. Is that right?
Yeah, he's one of the pod racers. Yeah. And no, he's got regular... His hands don't look anything like Reese's hands.
Okay. And there was that senator. There was a guy that did some speaking in the Senate.
I hate that guy because he speaks English.
Yeah, he's got like a total just like normal.
Is that what it's either Axmo or Askak.
Askak. That's what it is because we did a tournament way back on Facebook and that was.
Yeah, he's got Axmo as regular hands and Askak. Let's see. Can we see his hands? He's got relatively regular hands for a grand.
Okay, so Rees had deformed hands. The big swollen boxing glove hands are not normal for grands, and he was considered deformed. I mean, for us, you know, of our age, this is the only one of these guys we saw for, you know, 20.
Yeah, everybody else has messed up hands.
Yeah, like right. All those other guys are deformed. He's a normal one.
Right.
I thought I was going to say something about his eyes. But yeah. No, that's common. I mean, just the look of this character, I remember I used to be kind of not afraid of him, but like he was always off-putting because I remember seeing the movie The Elephant Man when I was little. Mm. And that had a pretty profound effect on me. And it kind of shook me as a.
I'm not an animal.
Oh, yeah.
I am a Reese.
And this guy, he really kind of reminds me of that for some reason.
Yeah.
The John Hurt characterization of Joseph Merrick. He was called John Merrick in the movie. But it has that same profile. And I was always kind of put off by that as a small child. And then seeing this guy in Return of the Jedi, it was kind of like brought back to me. But he has kind of a goat face.
Yeah. The snout. Yeah.
The ear.
A goat or a cow or something.
Yeah. Because the one thing that kind of reminded me of that later on. A lot of his backstory comes from something that I think at least Tim and Matt and I've read. I don't know, Christy, if you ever read these, the Tales from Jabba's Palace stories.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And most of his backstory comes from a story called Goat Grass, the Tale of Reese. And goat grass is the favorite food of the Grands. It's grass. I mean, it's like eats grass like a goat. Yeah. That's what it is. So, but he was there amongst all of the other denizens of Jabba's palace, and it seems like Jabba's palace is seeming more and more like a commune to me, because everybody's a job. Like every time we get to somebody, it's like everybody has a job. You do this, you do that. Reese's job was to take care of Jabba's pet frog dog,
Bubo.
Yeah.
Which isn't Bubo the owl in Clash of the Titans? That mechanical owl?
I don't know. That's idea.
Is it?
It's Bubo.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm doing here, Dave? I'm covering up his third eye. That's a goat. I mean, seriously, if you cover up his third eye, that face is definitely a goat.
It's very goat-like. He's got the little ears.
Yeah.
Well, he eats goat grass.
Yeah. Clash of Titans owl, Bubo.
Bubo. See? Freaking ripoff.
See?
Don't fuck with Harry Hamlin.
And that
which came out first, Clash of the Titans or
Titans was 81.
Yeah, I'm guessing that was early 80s. Yeah,
that movie still stands up. Way to go, Harryhausen.
Burgess Meredith, baby.
Ian Burgess. Crap thunder.
Oh, get up, you son of a bitch! Because Mickey loves you.
Oh man, stop!
You're gonna cry.
I might.
I thought you were gonna see something about his eyes looking like schlongs.
No, that didn't even hit me, but...
Now it's, what you looking at, dick eye?
Looks like circumcised cocks. It does.
Uncircumcised dicks for his eyes. At least the side view on the Wikipedia page. It's like, that is a
That's three dicks.
Yep.
Tim knows that. What?
That is three dicks.
His and job.
Nuts.
His job was to take care of Bubo.
But that dog just like laid there and sat there. It wasn't doing anything.
It barks when people come by at the doorway like a real dog would.
Yeah.
And he did hang out with Tessic, otherwise known as Squidhead.
They like were good friends.
They were very good friends. And it seems like Tessic is somebody we're going to have to do soon because he keeps popping up.
Tessic and Yarl Poof.
Yeah.
Please no. But just like every single other person in Jabba's palace, what do you think Ri-Yiz was trying to do?
Kill Jabba.
Yes. That is exactly like every other single person there. He was trying to murder Jabba. They all hated him. But Jabba, who was distrustful of Ri-Yiz, had a short-range bomb implanted in him.
Oh, come on.
So this, you guys, and I, because I barely paid attention to episode one, you guys are saying about how the slaves and Anakin talks about the bomb in them or something.
Oh, they'll blow you up.
Well, Ri-Yiz had a bomb like that inside him, which could be triggered when Jabba said a secret phrase.
What was the phrase?
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Una galuna banda.
Klaatu Barada Nictu. I don't know. They didn't say.
Three of his stiff guards walk up. What'd you want, Jabba?
You call?
Order 49.
So he had this secret phrase that if Ri-Yiz was getting a little too big for his britches, or Jabba
or thought his hands were too big for his gloves.
I always thought Ri-Yiz looked so like sweet and innocent and just like there. I never thought he was like an assassin.
Wasn't he like a drunk? Wasn't he trying to like drunk dance with C-3PO or R2 on the barge?
Yeah.
And he was getting frisky.
He was a murderer and he was an alcoholic and he was trying to kill Jabba. Now, the way he was going to do this is that he was slowly but surely sneaking pieces of a bomb into Jabba's palace. And he would hide the pieces of the bomb.
Where, in his ass?
In Bubo.
Oh.
Not the.
How would he get it in there? Like, up the butt?
He would cut little pieces of his flesh and he would insert the pieces of the bomb under his flesh.
Oh, not like hiding pills in peanut butter.
So the Bubo that he was taking care of was holding all of his, you know, arsenal.
So if he wanted to build the bomb, would he have to kill Bubo?
Yes.
I think he would just take it out of Bubo to build. Ri-Yiz and Tessic were working on this together. So this will probably come up again as well. They also had another bomb planted on Jabba's sail barge, which was called the Katana. I think we had talked about that at one point. And what Ri-Yiz really wanted to do was be found not guilty of this murder so he could go back to his home planet, which was Kenyan.
Who did he kill? Did it say?
It didn't say. There was an Imperial prefect named Eugene Talmont who also wanted to kill Jabba.
Did Jabba have any friends?
No.
Bib Fortuna, no.
No, he hated him the worst.
No, Bib wanted, he wanted nothing.
So this prefect told Ri-Yiz, if you kill him, I'll pardon you. I'll find a way for the, you know, crime to go away and we'll wipe your slate clean and you can go back to your home planet. That's what he was really trying to do, is just go home. But all the while he was building this thermal detonator and he was having parts of it snuck in shipments of goat grass. So it's like a whole lot of espionage. Well, what happens in the end is Bubo, who doesn't like to be having things hidden under his flesh,
cut open, bleeding.
Ouch, that hurts, Ri-Yiz. Please stop that with the thermal detonator in my skin.
He's angry. So what he does is he swallows the parts of the bomb, eats them, and they disintegrate, I guess, in his stomach. I don't know what kind of digestive tract Bubo has. The bomb is no more. But they also have this other one implanted on the sail barge. Like, We're supposed to believe that the whole time we're seeing things happen on the sail barge, there's a bomb on that sail barge.
Oh, that's why it blows up so easily.
maybe Luke shot the bomb.
Everybody was hiding a thermal detonator on the damn sail barge. So Luke, all he had to do was just randomly shoot. He would hit one and it would cause a chain reaction, blow up the other 50.
Well, you know what? Yeah, let's culminate everything we learned in Star Wars in character in almost 100 episodes. Every fucking body in Jabba's palace was trying to kill Jabba. So they all had some kind of highly deadly explosive with them on that sail barge. So really, all Luke did was light the fuse to about 100 bombs.
Yeah. Some Jedi.
That's probably a good enough.
Put it at the deck. That's where all the bombs are.
Well, flash forward to right about when that's going to happen. Princess Leia is strangling Jabba. And Jabba knows that he's in danger of dying because this woman is obviously strangling him with a chain. And he sees that Ryiz is nearby. So he tries to say the magic words.
Which are?
I
want to hear you.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
I like that one.
And as he's doing it, he can't quite get the words out because he knows that Ryiz is nearby. If he gets these words out, Ryiz will blow up and kill Princess Leia, maybe saving Jabba. So the whole time he's being choked by her, we're supposed to believe he's saying something.
He was...
Bubba, baby.
But, of course, he gets killed, does not utter those words, and Ryiz lives a few extra minutes. I didn't die. Oh, shit.
Maybe the phrase was pointed at the deck.
Pointed at the deck.
And that was Ryiz blowing up. But that and the sail barge blows up and he dies, supposedly.
Does he?
Well, we're going to get to some other stuff here too. Yes, it's like everybody on that sail barge. Do they really die? I think the only person people can agree on is Jabba.
There's a back door. So everyone left at the back door.
Oh, yeah. There's about 80 back doors on that thing.
It's all back door. No front door.
There is a death controversy, and a lot of it comes from Star Tours at Disney World. He is on the onboard safety video, the pre-flight, breaking the rules because he's smoking, which you're not allowed to do, and using flash photography with his three-eyed camera.
His cameraman, Matt.
Cameraman, Matt. And he's in it so much that they released a Star Tours boarding party figure set.
Oh, man.
He's in that.
I would have loved to have seen that. I've never seen that.
I guess it was on sale at some point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
eBay that set.
Do you have that, Matt?
No, I didn't get this set. No. I saw it. It's one of those things where I saw 1,000 times and went, that's so dumb. And now it's not available anymore. I went, oh, I should have got that.
That's so awesome.
But it seems like his main passion in life was travel. And he used Star Tours a lot. And
he's Rick Steves.
He would go on trips. He would take his camera. He would break the rules. I mean, so much so that he's used in the pre-flight video. But he was a tourist.
But isn't he like wanted for murder? And he's just traveling through Star Tours.
Well, that's where his timeline is controversial among people who really give a shit about this stuff.
Yeah, give him a break about breaking those rules, though. I mean, he was drunk.
That's right.
True.
He was an alcoholic. Damn it, Otto! You have lupus. Here's the rub as far as his timeline.
Ooh, the
goes.
Rub going.
You like that?
I like that.
You like the rub?
Slower.
It's the rub.
The stuff that happens on Star Tours take place after the Battle of Endor. So there's a contradiction.
Okay. That's all Matt needed to hear.
Matt is the authority.
I don't know.
Well, what people are saying now to fit the Star Tours ride in with the movie continuity is that this pre-flight video must have been filmed, you know,
okay,
long before he died.
I'll give you that. The video, sure. Okay. Because he's not actually on flight ST-42, so, or whatever the hell it is, 45, 19, whatever. All right.
Okay.
That's fine. I'm with you so far.
That video was shot before the events of what we see in the film.
Yeah, so, and Star Tours, you know, in its history has been around well before the this express tour to Endor. So this safety video could have been made decades before that events happened.
Right. And that makes it all kind of fit together. Because if you're to believe that this guy was a tourist and he was a frequent flyer, he would have had involvements with Star Tours and enough so to be on this pre-flight video. So that's where that all fits in. But I figured the least we were going to do with this is make Matt happy because we're talking about Star Tours.
I'm happy right now.
I don't understand why people need to make Star Tours part of canon.
You need to shut up.
I love Star Tours, but certain things in Star Wars just don't necessarily need to be part of the fit into the saga. I think we can just, can't we just agree that Star Tours is fun and it doesn't necessarily need to fit into the saga?
You heard Matt. Star Tours.
It's like, how does the Energizer Bunny commercial work into canon with Vader?
And that kid in the car.
Now you're just being ridiculous.
Yeah. How does that work into canon? Can't we just agree that it's fun?
No.
Yeah. Shut up.
But so taking that into consideration, even though he is there in Star Tours, is he on the new one? Do they get rid of all that stuff, Matt, for Star Tours?
Yeah, they like have a safety. They re-recorded the safety video. It's the flash photography is a little kid, I think with a phone, actually. It zips around and takes a picture of the Wookiee behind him, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
It's a little bald kid, so I'm like, is that young Mace Windu?
We gotta fit it into continuity.
That's right, yep.
Sit down.
Star Tours?
Well, hey, if you to take into that continuity, Reyes dies on the sail barge.
Poor guy.
And that's that. For behind the scenes stuff, at the last celebration, because you guys know far more about this than I do, wasn't there a guy there as Reyes signing pictures?
Paul Springer.
Tell me about Paul.
Paul is definitely a theater guy. I think he was wearing a Dirty Dancing t-shirt with a little scarf around his neck. So he is theater through and through. He was actually very interesting because I did talk with him because he also wore a Gamorrean guard outfit. Mm. And I remember us talking about, you know, some of these actors that wear these big costumes. And we were saying, well, maybe it's more about just being able to withstand the heat. And, you know, it was more of an endurance thing. And I asked him that. I said, for things like that, was it really more of an endurance thing? Like, were you passing out? And he said that wearing those costumes was like one of the most difficult things he ever had to do. And it really was an act of endurance to get through the day wearing these things, like he said, the Gamorrean guard was like 100 pounds of foam and rubber all over his body. And he was just constantly sweating and like almost dying. But he was very forthcoming about that sort of stuff. I thought he was really, really nice. He's a little guy, which is funny. He can't be taller than maybe 5'7". I mean, that's not tiny, but little compared to what we normally think of as like average size humans. We usually think of them much larger.
Like average size would be like 6 foot. So he was just like tall or small in frame.
But yeah, and he said that a lot of the guys that they used in those costumes were around his size because then the characters looked a little bit bigger than normal because he was just a smaller than average person. So with the costume on, he looked normal or slightly larger than normal. But nice dude, yeah, very very cool guy, but very theater.
Well, good. So, and I assume you've had him sign your posters.
Yes. Yes.
Your ass.
Bet your ass.
Sign, please. Sign. Only once for three eyes.
No. Oh. The other only thing is what you already mentioned. This Reyes action figure was released in the original Kenner line, and I agree with you. It's one of the best.
It is.
Was always included in whatever I would do. By the time I got to that, I was maybe not playing with them as much, but just collecting them, setting them up. And the attention to detail that existed in 1983 I used to sit and stare at these things and draw them and every little wrinkle and that kind of stuff. And I'm sure that's the case for lots of people. These are so well done.
Did his eyes blink in the movie?
I think so.
Yeah. Right.
Not on the action figure. They weren't ready for that yet.
I do. Just like you said, I do remember like sitting and drawing the action figure and drawing the character, because he was one of my favorite figures to come out in the Return of the Jedi line. He seemed like a big bulky figure. Like everything about him just seemed larger.
Yeah, it was like he must have had shoulder pads on and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually holding the 1998 version in my hand.
There you go.
And for what I don't remember. I thought that this was one of the harder to find figures when it came out.
I think it was. I'm looking at it now.
Like Reese and the Death Star Trooper or something. I think were out of one particular wave, just difficult figures to find it. I may be getting it mixed up with another character, but I seem to remember him being a hard one to find at the time.
And that would have been the 1998 Power of the Force 2.
Yes.
Of toys. Very cool. He's got tons of scenes. I mean, people love this character. It's a cool little backstory. It's concise, and I like it. And I like it. When they go on too long, things start to get squirrely. Like, this one's just long enough that there's some cool little tidbits in here, and then he's dead. It's like, you don't need to go into a whole lot of detail. It's probably because it's from this book. When it's written out, it's spelled out, people haven't done much to this backstory, and I like it. He's in the movie a lot. You see him tons of time. There's even a time that he has a drunken argument, it looks like, with Yak Face.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're sitting there kind of going back and forth in the sail barge, before it blows up. Chris has got the picture there.
He backhands him or something, doesn't he? I mean, not real violently, but just giving him like a little slap, right?
They're having an argument, yeah. We'll do him eventually. How do you say that, Tim? Saint Marie?
Salt Marie or something?
Yeah, we call it Yak Face. Screw that.
That's right.
But yeah, they're having an argument. Great, great care. I'm glad people voted unofficially for this, and maybe it took much too long for us to do him. So if you voted for Reese, hope you're happy with what you got. But that's all I got.
There's Reese and Bosk right there. When they're both looking outside the window seeing.
Right. Them. And those mysterious Bosk. We did that on that was an early episode.
Yeah.
Was he on the sail barge or wasn't he?
It sure looks like Bosk.
It sure as hell looks like it too. He's standing right there looking at the damn window.
Yeah. Has on a name tag. Hi, my name is Bosk.
That's all I got. He's cool.
Reed is cool. It's a great figure. They have a new General Giant bust too out of Reese. I want a gun now, which I don't know why, but they'll hold guns. Man, how cool is your website? Anything about eyes?
About eyes? Yes, it's eyes.com. All kinds of eyes. Small, big, round. No, since we're talking about the figure, I did a quick search for these, and at figures.com, they have it's actually like a three-year-old article now, but it was right when they released these figures, and they take some good shots of all of them, including that one. And I have, like I said, I have now, I guess, the opposite of buyer's remorse. I guess non-buyer's remorse. I wish I bought these, but seeing them every time I went to Disney, literally seeing them every time I went to Disney, and they're, you know, these made-up characters for Star Tours weren't all that exciting. They're like kind of almost caricatures of stuff we already knew. I just walked by them and never gave them a second thought. Now that I can't get them anymore and I love the ride, I wish I bought them. And you can still get them, you know, on eBay and whatnot, but I really wish I'd bought these when I could get them off the shelf. But if you didn't get a chance to see them, like it sounds like, you know, you guys didn't see these characters, take a look at them here. This guy did a good job of taking some thorough pictures so you can get a feel of what these figures look like.
Ooh.
He's the one who covers 3PO's mouth too when he tries to like say something or speak.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good shot.
Yeah.
Really good shot of the hand too.
His big ass hand.
We'll have to put that on Facebook. Yeah, he's
ooh.
His hand covering almost his whole face is handsome.
He does.
And I guess the name, I mean, you guys came up with this Tuckerization thing. It's not necessarily named after a person, but it is, it's more of a scramble of the words three eyes.
Yeah.
So like especially the Yee's part, I mean it's eyes scrambled.
And so
it's basically three eyes without the T and the H.
Yeah. I never thought of that.
You know what? It says
I'm seeing an autograph here. Apparently, Richard Bonehill also.
I saw it, Tim. Yeah.
Reyes.
Richard Bonehill from Top Secret.
That's right. That's what I was thinking.
This character. So,
apparently, I guess on the sail barge scenes, he wore the Reyes outfit, and Paul Springer wore them in the
palace.
The palace, yes.
Well, there you go.
Someone, I'm about that.
Someone took a
Roacher Bone.
Someone took a vintage photo of like a school picture and just stuck Reyes's face in there.
Yeah, why not?
I gotta save. I'm gonna save in this one. This is a good one.
Yeah, it'll go on Facebook. We like putting stupid crap on Facebook.
And we like, this is awesome.
We like it when you say stupid crap back to us.
That's right.
Because your stupid crap is often funnier than our stupid crap.
It's wearing overalls.
Well, Dave.
Yeah.
Is it time?
It's time.
For what?
Time for you to lose. Come back.
Can you sing the theme?
No.
All right.
Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Sounds of Star Wars.
For your ears, that's where sound goes.
All right, well, here's
sounds of Star Wars, and some of them suck.
Chris has 19 in last.
Yeah, but I'm almost with Tim. I haven't been this close yet, I don't think.
You're 7 away. I mean, you could potentially wind up mathematically in third place.
We have 7 episodes to go. He can get 35 points in the next 7 episodes.
Yeah. Reyes.
Yeah. Why are you calling me Reyes? Like, that's a put down.
Have you seen your eyes?
Have you seen my hands?
What you looking at, dick eyes?
So, Chris, you're in last with 19.
Coming back.
Tim in third with 26.
He's going down. Now,
if he bombs with 21, I'll be right there.
He doesn't have to bet 5.
You're right.
Then Matt with 37, and I have 54.
You're cheating.
That's right.
You even get the one. You got even that one right.
Come on. That was my shining moment.
It was.
That turned the tide. It did. Turning back the tide. Whose book was
holding
that, Tim?
Back the tide.
Holding.
Oh, that was Valorum's, right?
Holding back the tide.
A little Simply Red now.
That's right.
Holding back.
All right.
All right.
Timbo.
Roll the dice. Whoops.
29.
5 points.
Ooh. 5 points. Get it wrong.
Got to be New Hope. Which is usually easy. Unless they're Chris's.
We had this one.
Oh. What is it?
Well, here it is.
See if he gets it again. Would you look at
we have had that one. That's Chewbacca.
Next one.
All right.
Roll
101.
101.
I want to play that game tonight. 101. Johnny Oates.
101. All right. The B.
People,
no one probably knows what that means.
Philadelphia area will like that one.
Yeah. You know what, Tim? Fuck off. Here it is.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
It is.
I'm gonna say it's that little Dutch boy, Hanselo.
How'd you get that? You are so.
I watched this movie called The Empire Strikes Back a long time ago.
31 points for Tim.
Whatever.
Matt's turn.
All right.
You're not getting to Tim this episode.
No, not this one.
Sorry about
53.
That. 53.
And I have to pee. Okay. Where is it at?
That's all you're coming up with?
That's all
coming. Usually go on and on.
Do you know why? I have really good pee.
So do I.
That
we can cross the streams.
Never cross the streams. Come on. You know it better.
That's a big Twinkie.
We We might have. Everyone looks familiar there. Okay, ready? 53. New Hope, Matt.
5 points.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm just going with 5 now.
Okay.
Fuck it. Yeah, we've had this.
Yep.
And I think it was my question too. That's a funny one.
Yep.
134.
134. Shut the fucking door.
I was waiting. is that it?
What's that?
I'm just waiting for it has to end in whore, you know, like that's one of your favorite words.
Remember that?
Go back to your home on Whore Island.
Fucking whores. What'd you say? Shut the door. That's what I said.
And Dave would never lie.
That's right. Right. This one looks familiar too. I'll play it.
Yep. And I think that was mine too.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try again. 151.
Try again.
Isn't this a lot of fun?
What'd you say? 151? Yeah. Okay. 151. I'm about to.
You're awful.
I am awful. Where are you? Oh, this is what we did not have.
All right.
Here it is, and it's from Jedi.
Bye.
That is the storm outside, well, I guess on Dagobah, and during while Yoda's dying inside his hood.
God damn! Death of Yoda slash thunder.
Sweet.
Nice.
Thunder!
And it actually says here that that's a sound effect he used during the thunder effects for Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Like when they're getting the lid off the Well of Souls.
It's getting all rainy.
Upsie, upsie.
Yeah.
I thought that was a back of a toilet.
No. That's the moving of the
arrow. Oh, right. Okay.
Man, you all getting some good ass shit.
Shit. All
right. Chris is never.
Look at my shit. All
right. What the dick is?
240. And feeling sporty.
Yeah, I didn't know mine was 40. 240
is
really horny. 240.
Oh, jeez. All right. Oh, Matt's making this hard.
Yes.
He's 240. He's got 42.
Dave, this is from CF.
All right. I'm going to bet 2. Stay 10 ahead of Matt.
Fucking
I mean, pussy. He would have to get 2 right.
Centipede.
Yeah, it does. I'll say that's. What'd you say? Revenge of the Sith?
Revenge of the Sith.
I'll say that is the sounds of the Battle of Kashyyyk.
Ooh. This is the battle sounds from Utapau.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Down to 52.
Oh my god, I want to catch you.
Okay. That means it's your turn.
Yes. And 5 points.
Tim takes over.
All right, 90.
Keep and a 90. No
90 and feeling
90 and try to bind me.
I'm 50.
I like to kick and stretch and kick.
Because I'm 50.
The hell is that?
50 years old.
Saturday Night Live, Molly Shannon. Oh. In those skits she does.
50 years old.
50 years
old. All right, 90.
Yep. Give it to me 5 points. I'll lose.
I don't think we've had this one before. It is Star Wars, A New Hope. And I'm getting there, and I'm there, and here it comes.
You know. Wow. I get one more time? I get no fucking dialogue. I get nothing.
You know that. That's pretty distinctive.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
And goes the dynamite.
It sounds like the Death Star firing at a planet.
Final answer?
Hold on.
Play one more time to fill the space.
One more time backwards. Play it. I'm changing my mind. When Luke fires into the exhaust port.
The exhaust points. It is.
I'm tired. I'm drinking. I'm tired. exhaust port.
Absolutely correct.
Damn.
Very you nice. Are. Catch-
it's really just when it's by itself, it doesn't sound like the moment in the movie until you're like,
It's actually a reused sound from Star Trek. For one of the audio effects in Spock's workspace, the Spock's workstation on the Enterprise.
So logical.
Captain.
You're up to 24.
That's right, 24, and you're a whole. All right, ready?
24 to 31, 42 to 52.
No one's catching Dave. You need to get like a 5-pointer that you think you're going to get, and bam.
Yep, and don't get it. That's right. What you need to do.
Minus 5 points then. Well, thank you very much for listening to Star Wars: A Character featuring Ri-Yi's. Join us next time we discuss Numenera Unduli. Is that what you say?
I think so.
All right.
First step in research, learn how to say a name.
Really? We're leaving Chi yet, and we need him.
We gotta have him on speed dial.
We should.
Thanks for listening to Star Wars in Character. Star Wars in Character is part of the NeoZaz.com network of podcasts. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit www.neozaz.com. Star Wars in Character is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. Star Wars and all Star Wars universe characters, places, or Star Wars related items are the copyright of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. Visit www.swic.neozaz.com for the latest Star Wars in Character episodes and information.